Well, my main interest is that we make decisions about food production rationally. We have a major problem in the world with growing numbers of people to be fed with less agricultural land available to produce the food. So we need to apply some good common sense in making decisions about how we produce food. Genetically modified food, I think, is still not well understood in the community. So there is this fear. There's been a fair amount of misinformation that's spread through the community. People think things like, if I eat genetically modified food, I could be genetically modified. Well, we eat lots of things that have got DNA in them. We eat bananas, we don't turn into bananas. So it's just a misunderstanding, I think, largely. I think we need responsible public communication by scientists, by governments, by environmentalists, by corporations. We really need an open discussion about the pros and cons of a range of technologies that could be used in food production. We need our food to be high yield. We need high quality. We need to produce it in ways that are environmentally sustainable. We need to minimise damage to the environment. There are all sorts of considerations, and we need to balance these considerations off to get the best possible outcome. One of the good things about genetic modification is that we have a clear understanding of what we're doing to the plant. So my interest is in controlling the pests that destroy crops. So we put in a gene or a couple of genes that might produce a natural insecticide which will kill insects that consume the crop. We're not spraying insecticide around in the environment. We're limiting the control to the problem area, the plant and its interaction with the insect. Those that oppose genetic modification would say that it's not a particularly natural process, that there are risks that need to be evaluated. Probably both true. We do need to evaluate risk. But we need to do that with all methods of farming. We need to evaluate risks associated with organic farming. We need to evaluate risks associated with the use of insecticides. We just need to make good decisions based on evidence and apply the same level of scrutiny to all of the viable contenders for methods of choice.